And the night ops adds a lot of money to the bids.
Sure.
Which we're having trouble securing funding as it is.
Use that money to put new lights on.
Yeah, and that's the kind of
thing. We can find a new runway.
Right. And the other thing is the quality of the work.
Right.
You know, night ops, you're not going to get the quality of paving you're going to get during the day.
And in 5 years from now, people are not going to remember where it was 4 weeks or 6 weeks. It's going to be irrelevant. The thing is, we're going to have a nice, well-paved runway, well-lit, and that's what everybody's going to remember. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. Do it in the daytime when you can see what you're doing.
Because right, that's going to affect Pat. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect Garrett's fuel. So, I mean, that window.
It won't affect
me
that much. You know, I've already talked to folks over at Cambridge and at Easton and down at Salisbury. I'll just simply move Mitchell for that short period of time. So you don't need to be working around me. But, you know, Pat's and Garrett, that's a whole other thing. Commercial operations has got to go.
What is your feelings, depending on when the FAA causes the schedule to fluctuate a little bit, if it hits around Wings and Wheels time?
Well, the runway shut down. Most of the airplanes that comes to Wings and Wheels can use 10-28. The only thing it would affect would be.
I don't think it's going to be in the fall anyway.
Like almost,
but again, we're subject to FAA funding, so it could be pushed around.
The schedule could be shifted. So, I mean, it's just.
We deal with it.
We need to think about it and just put it on the radar screen.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
That may be where we build the donut hole in the schedule.
Yeah,
The other thing with this FAA reauthorization is they reduced the funding level back to the 90% that it used to be. It had been 95% since the last reauthorization, and we're back to 90%. With Obama's projected budget for next year, he's also talking about cutting the overall airport improvement program funding by $982 million, I think, and a lot of that would come from the bigger airports who can charge other fees, the passenger facility charges that we don't charge, and the focus would be shifted to the smaller airports. So I'm not sure whether we break even in that deal or not, but there may be some funding issues coming up in the next few years that could affect us. But our construction on runway 4 is going to be at 90%.
That's what it used to be, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it was a temporary thing, and it was supposed to it was got bumped up, and it was supposed to expire in 2007, but since they haven't had a reauthorization, they just kept continuing it. So with this new one, they took that exception out of the legislation, and it's back to 90%.
What was the county's plans for funding it, for budgeting it? Was it 90% or 95%?
We would have budgeted the 2.5%, but now we'll budget the 5%. I actually think it helps us in a way, because I thought when it moved from 90% to 95%, it just meant that, you know, in Philadelphia they're doing whatever it is they do up there, and it's $500 million. Well, that just siphoned more of the money that would have came to us up to Philadelphia, because they were funding a larger percentage, and
right.
A couple million dollars makes a big difference down here.
Mm-hmm. Right, where it wouldn't make that much difference up there. Okay. And Larry, I threw this in Wings and Wheels.
So we got our first planning meeting coming up a couple of weeks. I unfortunately will miss that because I've got an air show I've got to do down in Florida, but I've already talked to Linda about it. Again, we're sticking with first Saturday in October. That seems to be year to year the best time to do it. It doesn't conflict with, it doesn't interfere with Punkin' Chunkin' or the Apple Scrapple and all the other things going on and other aviation events that's going on around. Unfortunately, there's a couple of things this year that also picked the first Saturday, but it's the kind of thing that a lot of people can remember. So, you know, what I keep telling everybody is just, you know, the pilots. Airplane owners is just remember first Saturday in October, Wings and Wheels come to Georgetown. So just for kicks and grins, you know, since we don't have money to